Storybox presents The Greatest Night Ever, a story written by Jean-Pierre Corriveau and illustrated by Eric Gastet. Down in the garden shed, Hector found a stick the shape of a sword. He used an old sack to make himself a cape, and he found a leaky bucket that he put on his head as a helmet. When he was all dressed up as a knight, he shouted, "Here I come!" Hector saw an old watering can. Cling, clang, went his sword on the metal. Hector was feeling braver by the minute, so he decided to attack the cactus by the garden shed, the one with prickles like sharp claws. He pretended to fight off the prickly monster. He proudly raised his wooden sword and shouted, "Hurrah! I am the greatest knight ever!" At that very moment, the door of the garden shed began to glow with a strange green light. Then suddenly, shloop, Hector was sucked inside. Hector found himself in a castle lit by candlelight. Standing in front of him was a man with a long white beard and a pointed hat. He said, "Hello, young knight, and welcome to my workshop. I am Orion, the wizard." Hector was gobsmacked. He stammered, "Knight? Wizard?" Orion explained, "I used my magic mirror to bring you to our kingdom." Then he added, "Follow me. I'm going to introduce you to Princess Matilda." Hector hesitated. The old man was a little strange, but the boy did not want to stay on his own in that room, so he followed the wizard. Orion took Hector to the throne room. He announced, "Your Majesty, this is the knight I told you about." The princess seemed disappointed. She whispered to her wizard, "He's a bit small, isn't he?" Orion said, "Yes, he is. But in his world, Hector is the greatest knight ever." So the princess looked at Hector and said, "Every spring, a monster called Crusher wakes up and attacks my castle. Unfortunately, all the knights who came face to face with Crusher were too scared and ran away." Then the princess stood up and said to Hector, "Young knight, will you help us with Crusher?" Hector stammered, "The thing is, I..." The wizard and the princess did not give him time to finish his sentence. They led him to the weapons room. "Here is our best sword," said the wizard, handing it to Hector. But the sword was so heavy that Hector almost dropped it. The princess whispered to her wizard, "I think this knight has never held a sword in his life." Suddenly someone shouted, "Crusher is awake! He's coming!" Orion and the princess pushed Hector towards the entrance of the castle and shouted,
Good luck, young knight!
Then they quickly pushed the door shut behind him. Slam! Hector could see the monster. It was real and huge, with sharp teeth and claws. Hector's legs were shaking. He turned around and knocked on the door with all his might, shouting, "Let me in!" When Crusher saw Hector knocking on the door, he said,
"Do you want to play Smash the Castle too? You are not hitting hard enough. Watch me."
And with one kick, Crusher broke open the heavy door. He cheered,
"Hooray! It's such fun! I'm going to smash the whole castle!"
Inside the castle, Hector noticed the helmets of the knights who had run away from Crusher. Suddenly, he had an idea. Just as the monster was about to start smashing up the castle, Hector shouted,
"No! Wait! I know a much better game!"
Hector piled up the helmets like tin cans. Then he picked up a stone and handed it to Crusher. He said,
"This game is called Helmet Hammer. You have to throw the stone and knock down the pile of helmets."
Crusher cried,
"What? Smash it? Great, no problem."
The monster grabbed the stone and threw it as hard as he could. The helmets flew in all directions and clattered to the ground with a cling, clang, clonk. Crusher jumped up and down laughing.
"Ho, ho, ho, this is such good fun. I knocked them all down."
The monster enjoyed the game so much that he wanted to play it again. Hector felt better. He thought,
"Crusher is not so bad. He just wants to have fun."
Princess Matilda joined Hector and congratulated him. "Well done, young knight. You have distracted Crusher." Orion added,
"There is no doubt you are the greatest knight ever."
Hector was relieved. He asked,
"So can I go home now?"
Orion took Hector back to his workshop. The magic mirror began to glow with a strange green light and shloop! Hector was sucked up and landed back in his garden with his wooden sword in his hand. He could see the cactus in front of him, so he dropped his stick and said to the plant,
"I've had enough of pretending to be a knight. I'm going to water you instead."
The end.